A reading from the Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I'm not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Slaveholding was the acceptable way in which the culture of Jesus' day was held together. The slaves, and only the slaves, washed the feet of those entering the home. It was considered a very demeaning and dirty job. Furthermore, it was understood that the master did not share his life with his slaves. He did not have any reason whatsoever to inform his slaves about the secrets of his family or any of his business. When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples the night before he died, he effectively turned this cultural order upside down and then told them that if they wanted to remain connected to him, they would have to follow suit, become feet washers and servants of all, and share then in the friendship of his Father. Jesus went on to remind them that a master did not share secrets, but he has shared all there was to know about his Father, no secrets. And he placed them, and us, on an equal basis with himself by calling them and us friend. "I have called you friend, no longer slave." These days, following Easter and leading up to Pentecost, underscore the deep theological and spiritual truth that we, the church, are permanently incorporated into, included in, knitted into the divine life of Father, Son, and Spirit, and not because of anything that you and I will do or ever do. It is gift. It's the gift of faith and the gift of friendship with the Trinity. Our little preaching team, Nick Punch, Mike Champlin, and myself, are currently working in Melbourne, Australia, where whenever we come, we meet up with a little community of friends called the Teams of Our Lady. It's what we did today. There are about 12 of us, and we have committed to being real loving community to one another, even when we cannot see each other face to face that often. When we do come together, the level of personal sharing is amazing. Great trust and love. Now, if I had heard of someone who maybe knew and loved one of these Teams of Our Lady friends, I would have to say, well, that one is my friend too, even if I had never met that person. A friend of a friend is my friend. It is the way we are with Jesus and the Father. Jesus says, "Whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the Father, the one who sent me." We share in the loving community of the Trinity. No wonder Tertullian, a first century theologian of North Africa, could say of Christians, "See how they love one another." We have an awesome privilege and responsibility to live up to this inclusion into the love of God, Jesus, and the Spirit. It is their friendship with us. It's permanent, and not because of anything we can ever earn.